Now's the perfect time to start planning your paint projects. Blaine's Farm and Fleet is your one-stop shop for all kinds of painting needs, from brushes, rollers, and paint trays to drop cloths, ladders, you name it. Shop great prices in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
We're recognizing farms and homesteads that have been in the family for more than 100 or 150 years. I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report. These families were celebrated at the Wisconsin State Fair. One farm that was recognized was that of Claire Retzloff. This Winnebago County farm's history dates back to the 50s. Claire and his son Dennis share the mic and tell us more about the history of the farm.
He was born in 31, so he's going to be 92 in September this year. So in 31, he got married at a relatively young age, so probably around 1950, I'm thinking, is about when he started farming. His dad had the farm before he did, and after the marriage is when he took over the farm. Then his dad went into Speed Queen, worked in a factory, but his wife and him were on the farm since the early 1950s. So I guess up until about four years ago, when he was 87, is about when he started getting away from the cash cropping. It was a dairy farm to begin with when he started. Relatively small herd at the time, at 20 cows, maybe at the maximum. He had an old milk house where the milk cans were kept in the water for cooling. And I can remember a well pump in a cement milk house at the time that would keep the cool water where the milk was stored until they picked it up by the milk truck. So that's kind of how the farm started, with the old type of baling where they had forks that would drop down off of the top of the barn and spear about 16 bales at a time and then lift them up and roll them across the top of the barn for dropping them in certain parts of the barn. So kind of everything kind of went up from there. He put in a different milk house next to the barn. He took away the area where the wagons would roll into the end of the barn for unloading wagons, and made that a milking area and calf pens. And the herd maxed out about 38 cows at the end of his milking, and about, I think it was 2001, is about when the herd was dispersed. He had a heart attack, so the quadrupled die pass at the time, and then after that's when he went into cash cropping. So it was a pretty good milk herd, one of the better ones in the county at the time. His herd was dispersed to Carnegie farm that had the first robots in the state, and he was able to kind of keep tabs on his cow herd at that time yet for a while, and went into cash cropping more. But that's kind of where the farm is now, and now I'm doing the cash cropping because he wanted to have somebody else take over. His wife was with him till 4 years ago, and she was always doing the typical housewife of a farmer, taking care of the children and the meals and the cleaning and the house and anything that was needed around the farm, pretty much. So he's really enjoyed farming, still misses it, but always wants to look for something to do to feel like he's useful. And right now he's in an assisted living home and still wants to get out and mow the lawn at least, but it's kind of limited to what we can do at 90.
Can you tell me about what was the first years farming like for you?
Man, that goes back quite a few years. I was pretty young and pretty much unaware of everything, what was going on, how it has grown and developed. It's been quite interesting to go to every inch of the land or the property and how it came about. There's a lot to it. more than what I care to get myself into to let you know just what it took to get it to where it is today. And that's a number of years ago. I was in my teens, now I'm in the 30s. You know, that's a number of years already. And great years. They've all been great. Just the improve and the development of step by step. It's been great. Nothing could be better or any better than what it has been, but a lot of work and time involved getting it to where it is, the value of it. It's just hard to lay a price on them. Very, very good. Quality is excellent, especially when you got good help and good men around to help it, improve it and make it what it is. It does help, and I had good men and good quality, and that's half of it, or two-thirds, or even 100% of it, what it meant to develop it to where it is today from where it was. It's hard to put a price tag on anything. I don't care what it is. And I'm proud of every bit of it to this day and how it has developed and to where it has developed from. I've enjoyed every minute, and I can be proud of every minute of it.
What are some of your favorite memories that you have?
I can remember him talking about his dad with the horses when he was younger. And when I was young, it was already advanced to the tractor era. And at that time, they did have threshing machines. And they would thresh the oats off the field and no bundles, and then go back, pick up the bundles. And then the threshing machine would separate the straw from the oats. And that was kind of an earlier stage of when I was young on the farm that I can remember yet, when everything kind of blossomed into the where we are now with the bigger horsepower tractors and the silo fillers. And now it's actually in silo, the bags for, and even mounds for hay for the bigger farms that they have. But those were some of the early hard-working days on the farm when everything wasn't so automated and easy like it is now. It's still a lot of work, but it's a lot different type of work.
Is there anything else that you guys would like to share about your farm?
That's hard to do. There's no limit to things that you'd like to add, but it's togetherness that brought it to what it was and what it is and made the name for it by what we've done. Not a lot, but little things that mean something. That's the main thing. As far as blowing it up big, making it more than what it may be, no. It is a quality, small family farm that has done the job and done it well, and there's a lot to be proud of.
Clay Retzloff and his son Dennis share the story of their family farm in Winnebago County. You can listen to more of these sesquicentennial and century farm stories at MidwestFarmReport.com. These stories are brought to you courtesy of Compeer Financial. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Rain gear? Can't live without it. It keeps you dry, makes those soggy chores much more manageable. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered from head to toe, literally, with great prices on rain pants, jackets, boots, and more. Shop in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.